is Perth Tonight with Chris Hillsley.
Oh, look at this, two for the price of one. I have not got one. I have two Power Rangers in the studio, and I'm not talking about these modern Power Rangers. I'm talking about the original Power Rangers. Walter Jones, welcome to Perth.
Yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
Very well. And Austin St. John.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, look at this. These two boys are here, the Power Rangers. How did you get to be Power Rangers, by the way? It's a little bit like a big kid's heaven here, really.
It was a huge audition process. They saw over, I don't know, how many thousand people did they see?
Thousands and thousands.
Thousands of people. And after a long course of audition after audition after audition, they picked us.
Yeah. Martial arts, backflips, dance moves, monologues. It was ridiculous.
Everything.
And it all comes down, I suppose, also to your voice, because you really have an idea of how characters should sound, don't you?
Oh, well, I mean,
if you've got a superhero, you can't have them sounding weak. They've got to sound strong.
It's morphin' time.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't have worked so well.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Was it fun? That's the other thing. I mean, apart from that, yeah, okay, you got paid to go and do the job, but was it fun?
Man, that was, wow. We got paid to do martial arts, dance, full of energy, drive Megazords, Transformers, fight off the bad guys, do it on a global scale in 40 countries and 90 languages around the world. It was a blast.
I mean, who doesn't want to be a superhero? Come on.
Right.
That's exactly. Was that what attracted it to you in the first place, or was it just a job when you first applied and then you looked at it and thought, hey, this is going to be a really cool job?
I think it was just a job in the beginning. It was like, okay, let me audition for the show. It's a TV show. There's 40 episodes. It sounds exciting. I want to do that. I want to have the experience. But then after the show kicked in and it became what it became, it was absolutely something that was, you know, this is a party. This is amazing. This is something that's going to stand the test of time.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. We had no idea which way it was going to go, but very quickly it turned into something that the original five bonded over very quickly.
I take it you all got on fairly well while you were doing the show. There wasn't any sort of conflicts between people or anything.
Well, we all auditioned together, the first five. So we're talking Amy, Audrey, and then David, myself, Walter. We all got on really well. After we lost Audrey, Trini came in basically from episode one.
Twee.
And she was like our sister, so we were extremely close.
Yeah, the chemistry have coming together and going through the entire experience was very family-like.
How hard was it doing the audition at the time? Was it one of those ones where you did it and you thought, hey, you know, I can do all this stuff, so it's great? Or was it one of those ones that you really had to work at and you walked away still thinking to yourself, I don't know if I'm going to get this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we all kind of felt, you know, it's a very competitive industry, acting, and it was difficult. I mean, like, you know, for my audition, they needed somebody to do hip-hop keto. So, like, can you dance? All right, cool. Can you act? All right, good. Can you do flips? All right, can you do martial arts? Now, put it all together. And it was like, whoa. So, you know, quite creative and difficult, very physically challenging.
They brought me in for martial arts, and very quickly on the spot, they're like, can you do martial arts? I said, yeah. And they said, great, go ahead. Right there, boom, no warm-up, nothing, have at it. So I was like, all right, here we go. And then not too much later, they brought in one of the leading choreographers of the time from some really big movies.
Yeah, he was good.
And we ended up choreographing this fight that was incredible. And at the final audition, had to do it in front of all of the execs for 20th Century Fox, and Haim Saban, and it was brutal. It was incredibly quick, incredibly hardcore, and there was no playing around. We got a standing ovation, and I thought maybe he was going to kill me at the time, too. He was a grandmaster, and I had a second Don. I thought I might die.
Did they, when you were doing that, and you were, there were various scenes, obviously, when you were doing the whole Power Rangers thing, so I should get it right, you were the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, weren't
you? That's right.
Yeah, I've got to make sure that I get that right. How many times did somebody get injured filming these scenes?
Not a whole lot. We were incredibly safe, and everybody was really talented.
Yeah. I mean, there were a few instances where a few stuntmen got hurt, you know, from either timing issues or you know, that kind of thing. But in general, we were really safe.
Yeah. You obviously liked the concept when you first saw it. It was one of those things that really appealed to you. You thought, hey, yeah, this is me.
You know, actually, I didn't have any concept of what it was I was about to be doing.
Yeah, neither did I.
They gave me a monologue for my first audition where I had to talk about saving the world, asked me to do martial arts, and that was it. That was the end of my first audition. Nothing more, nothing less. And at the time, the audition was called, it was for a show called Phantoms. So they weren't even calling it Power Rangers. So I had no idea what I was getting into until much later.
It wasn't until after we completed the pilot and seen it that we were like, okay.
That's what we just did.
So you're both telling me that they didn't give you a brief, this is what the film is going to be, or this is what the show is going to be, this is what we envisage your character will be. You were simply given a script, this is what we want you to do, now do it.
Not in the very beginning, at the first auditions. After that, we got about a description that was about as long as what you just gave us.
And that was it?
They showed some very brief footage of some of the stuff from overseas and then said, go.
Yeah, I mean, essentially it was teenagers with attitude. You all are separate entities. You come together, you become superheroes, and, you fight to save the world.
I guess teenagers with attitude is always going to work, though.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I was
typecast. That's a winning formula, because we could all be, and we would all love to have been teenagers with attitude and to have got away with it. Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you, how long after you started doing this did you think, hey, I want to go off and do something else? Or was this always going to be part of your life, do you think?
Well, I mean, 20 years later, it's still a part of our lives.
It is. It's crazy.
It's pretty incredible.
It's amazing.
And you would never have thought that was going to happen, would you?
Not at all.
Wouldn't have stopped and said, hey, this is going to define me almost for the rest of my life, and people are going to think of me as being a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger.
I went off and ended up finishing up my college degree, got a bachelor's. I got my second degree in emergency medicine, became a paramedic, worked out of firehouses for almost 15 years, spent 4 years in the Middle East working as a medic, and I got home a little over a year ago because Walter here, who played Zach the Black Ranger, we got to talking on the phone, and he was like, you're not going to believe what is going on in the convention world. And he filled me in, and now I've been traveling the world with him, and we have an incredibly warm reception everywhere in the world we go.
Why is that so? Is that because it really is the whole superhero thing, and we all like superheroes? I mean, I'm really pleased to have you guys here now, and to be honest with you, it's all the superhero thing.
Well, I think the thing is, the show appealed to kids, I mean, with everything it had in it, robotics, martial arts, gymnastics, explosions, colors, diversity of characters. It had all that, but it wasn't just the show. It was the game they played after the show went off. It was the game they shared with their family and their friends.
Yeah.
It became, they identified,
How did the whole convention thing come about? I mean, you said that Walter told you, Austin, hey, look at the convention circuit. You've obviously left what was a very good job by the sound of things to do it. What is there some sort of revival, or was it just something that was always there and somebody by these conventions has tapped into it?
I think a little bit of both. I think that our fans have, they're of age now. Some of them are having their own children, and they're wanting to relive a lot of these memories, father to son, mother to son, daughter. And it's also hit Netflix, and Netflix is all around the world and growing. So now you can watch any of these episodes and seasons you want to see. And they're coming in to share with us how we impacted their childhoods, and now how we're impacting their children's childhoods. And it's incredible.
It's the longest running show, kids show, around. Yeah, it ran for 20 years in Japan before it came to the States.
That's right. It was originally a Japanese franchise, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Right.
You're here for Supernova, and exactly what are you doing at Supernova? Are we going to see you do some gymnastics moves, or are you more about signing signatures and taking photographs these days?
We're meeting the fans, we're going back down memory lane with them. We're signing autographs and photos and getting to know them and letting them ask us questions they might want to know about the show and our history of the show.
How do you go when people identify you as being one of the Power Rangers? In other words, you have your character as an identity rather than your own identity.
That's not exactly the case. No. A lot of people have figured it out, especially the more that social media puts us out there.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people who will come up and, they follow our pages, Austin St. John or Walter E. Jones, and they'll put up, various questions. But, he's a world champion salsa dancer. I spent my time as a medic, and we have these lives outside that a lot of people are really really amazed and I think kind of falling in love with. But we get to spend that time at the table at these various conventions and share other sides of our lives and listen to their stories. And it's not all about them meeting us. For Walter and I, it's a lot about meeting them and hearing their stories. So there's a lot of sharing at the table that is great.
Is this the first time you two have been in Australia, or have you been here before?
We've been to Australia before. We did Supernova last year. Mm-hmm. I went to Adelaide and Brisbane, and I was here over, I think we were both here over 20 years ago.
Yep.
But it's always a good time when we come here.
Well, it was very nice to have you both here, and you'll be at Supernova all over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Which is pretty cool. Now, I've got to ask you, Walter, I know that you also have made a guest appearance in CSI. I can't resist. I have to ask you, did you appear live or dead?
I was absolutely alive, yes. I got to flirt with Mark Helgenberger, which is always
that
a pleasure.
That would have been hard. I don't know.
You're kind of jealous a little bit over Howard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yum. Well, gentlemen, we look forward to seeing you at Supernova, and thank you very much for popping in.
Hey, cheers. Thank you.
Yep. How can we complain about that? Austin St. John and Walter Jones, the red and black Power Ranger, in Perth for a Supernova all over the weekend. And as you just heard me mention to Walter, he had a stint on the long-running TV show CSI.